One thing we haven't touched on, Dante DiVincenzo and the Knicks, a little issue yesterday at the Garden.
That was odd. So it all started when he was taking it to the, and you could tell he was playing with great energy for a preseason game. Understandably so. Randall did not dress, in case you guys were curious. But
I threw it on for a couple of seconds myself because it was in a dead spot kind of before.
Yeah, before
the Mets and before the Giants. And I was like, yeah, he happened to stumble across it. Okay, I'll take
I was
it
bummed. I'm all in on the Knicks. Yep. Even when they're awful, I watch them. So I'm always watched. I've never stopped. I didn't know if it was a 5 o'clock game, six. I'm like, I checked the guide, six. I'm like, all right, I'm going to record this. I had a couple things to do. Got home from a baseball tournament, whatever. Catch up on some of the football. Once the Dallas score got off the rails like it did with Detroit, I'm like, all right, now I'm going to go watch the first half of the Knicks. Not the whole game, first half, and then get into the Mets and obviously into the Giants. So DiVincenzo goes to the rim, gets fouled, goes to the line. And at first I thought he was kidding. And I don't know, but he said something clearly Tom Thibodeau.
Right.
He's like something about like, oh, I can't take it to the hole.
Right, how you finish.
How about how you finish.
Right.
And then he said, we all believe to Tom Thibodeau, hey, that's what happens when you get that control. And you can tell that, at least by facial expression, I didn't think he was joking around. I didn't. And I rewound it and I listened. I'm like, that definitely sounds like it's toward Tom Thibodeau. Now, after the game, that's where it got really juicy. Because for some crazy reason, Jalen Brunson's dad was involved, which is just ridiculous. No coach should ever be involved in that stuff, especially when your son, it's his best friend. He was the best man at their wedding. So Jalen tried to defuse that. You can actually hear Dante telling Jalen, I said fibs, like, hey, I wasn't talking to your pops. I guess for some reason your pops thinks I'm talking to him. And then, like, you know, it was defused, and they'll sort this out, I guess, but Brunson made a little run at him, like he could, like stepped toward him and was looking to aggressively continue the conversation, which I don't know why. I don't know what Rick Brunson was doing last night, but that's out of his lane. You're an assistant coach. Stay in your lane.
Right, but so there's conflicting things here. Did you read Steph Bonnie? I thought he had the best take of it of the post. Okay, so he said that DiVincenzo was joking about the finish stuff.
Which it didn't sound like he was joking. I don't believe that.
Well, DiVincenzo said that he was joking about the
finish. He also lied and said, I never said Tom Thibodeau. You could hear in the audio, he clearly said fibs.
All right, he said he didn't say anything about the trade, though.
No, I believe that.
Okay, and then when he did say that second part of it, which was saying something like, that's what happens when they let you make decisions, that he said he was not talking to Tibbs.
I know.
Which I believe.
Go ahead. So you think he's talking to Brunson?
100%.
What do you think the implication is? You think that Jalen Brunson's dad wanted Dante DiVincenzo off the team?
Yes, now that doesn't make any sense. Maybe he was the one who wanted to push the trade for Karl Anthony Towns. What I find fascinating.
Rick Brunson's got no juice with with the Knicks.
I mean, does he not?
I mean, his son's the guy.
Here's what I find fascinating about this whole thing. That DiVincenzo was a groomsman in Jalen Brunson's wedding.
I know.
So like,
I think he was his best man.
Okay,
well, not even a groomsman.
So that
he
said, "That's my guy." But the relationship with his father basically is a different relationship, which I just don't understand. Like, out of respect for your best friend's father,
yes,
or vice versa,
or the other way too.
Out of respect for your son's best friend,
What
the hell are these two guys doing?
I don't know. It's still very convoluted to take a definitive side, but I got to be honest. I like Rick Brunson, but I love his son. I'm on Team Dante here. I can't have an assistant coach aggressively gesturing and moving towards a player. Now, it never looked like it was going to morph into a fight, thankfully, but Rick was out of his lane.
He should have. There's a quote from DiVincenzo. My relationship with Jalen, that's my brother and my best friend. Yep. That's a separate relationship. I'll talk about that privately and figure everything out. But it is what it is. So clearly there's some kind of issue.
He thinks Rick got him traded, which there's no way that happened.
Or that Rick, and maybe Rick was hard on him. Remember, he is a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of their relationship, meaning DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson, maybe he can go at Rick the way that he wouldn't a normal coach.
Almost like his own dad? I know what you're saying.
And maybe Rick was hard on DiVincenzo, and DiVincenzo ain't taking anybody's, which is why we love him.
I love Dante
DiVincenzo. Ain't taking anybody's crap. I know, you missed that attitude.
I wish he was still on the team. I'm going to really It really hit me the other night. Like,
easy.
I
even watched, you don't want to mess with that dude.
I love him. I even watched a little bit, like very little, the previous game, which I think was the Wizards game, just to check in, pick and roll, Carl and Brunson, the new pieces, Bridges, obviously. I knew he wasn't on the team, but when I'm like, ah, man, there's no Dante. Like, Dante DiVincenzo is going to be missed. Knicks are going to be really good, but it feels almost unfair that he doesn't get to continue this journey.
What about how Jalen handles this? Like, I felt it was weird for him standing there and kind of just watching this and trying to figure out maybe what they were saying to each other, but it was such a weird encounter. If it were coach versus player, whatever, that happens all the time.
It shouldn't, though. Coach got to stay in his lane.
Yeah, understood, but it does happen. Coach versus player, whatever. Especially a guy like DiVincenzo who's fiery and upset. And
Rick's fiery. Rick was a fiery type.
Fair enough. But when you have the dynamic of, they're best friends.
I know.
That's his father. Like, well, what the hell?
You and I have joked that we're still, unfortunately, Sal's dad passed away. Who don't know.
He's dead. It's okay. No, it's I mean, it is what it is.
I know
you're trying to be nice, and I appreciate that.
But our dad's very similar. Right, my dad's alive, thank God, healthy, and 80, early 80s, playing golf, whatever. But to this day, I'm still a little afraid of him. Like, as crazy as that sounds.
Me too, by the way.
That's why I say that. It's very similar as we share stories on the air and off. But I can promise you, as much as I'm still a little fearful and very respectful of my dad, if my dad was respecting one of my best friends, I would put my dad in his place.
If you were disrespecting one of your best friends.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
That's what I mean. So
like
from
that.
Brunson.
No, that's not that. Stop.
Walk away and stop. Or vice versa.
By the way, my dad would never do that, but I wouldn't let it happen.
Or even if it were your best friend saying something, you'd be like, if
it was my best friend to my dad, I'd be even more aggressive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Brunson's just like, huh?
I know.
The whole thing was there. That was just bizarre. Anyway, I'm excited for the Knicks.
They're gonna be good, man.
Is it next week? Yeah, week from tomorrow.
9 days, I think.
October 22nd in Boston, if I'm not mistaken.
In Boston, they are going to be good.
BT and Sal on the Fan Play. Add that to the level of New York sports talk around here. We can't get enough of it. You got the Yankees tonight, game one out at the stadium. Carlos Rodon goes for the Yanks as they look to get back to their first World Series since 2009. You get the Mets coming up at 4 o'clock as well in game two. Jets, Bills, Monday Night Football. We're talking about it when we come back. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the